There are a total of 12 parashiyot in the book of Bereshit, and the final parasha is the parasha of Vayechi. It begins by telling us that Yaakov spent 17 years in the land of Egypt. From the age of 130 until he passed away at 147, these were undoubtedly some of his best years in terms of being with the entire family and reunited with Yosef. The parasha begins with Yaakov feeling sick and having to be sit up on the bed when he is approached and visited by Yosef. It is at that time that he tells Yosef that he wants to be buried in Hebron, in the Marat HaMachpelah, the cave that Avraham Avinu bought, and the cave in which Avraham and Sarah were buried, Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov wanted to be buried there eventually with Leah. Whilst mentioning that, he tells Yosef, because Yosef said to him, "Listen, Dad, I'm the main man over here. I can run the show. Say one word and I'll move mother's place, Rachel, from Bethlehem where she was buried. I'll move her to the Marat HaMachpelah." And Yaakov explains that Rachel is meant to be buried on the way by divine order. God Almighty had commanded that is the place that she is supposed to be buried. In the future, when the Jewish people are going out to exile, Rachel will be crying for her children, and it is important for her to be buried there, even though she will not be buried with Yaakov. Yaakov asks Yosef to come close for the bracha and to give the bracha to Menashe and Ephraim. He wants to upgrade Yosef to being the Bechor. So from now on, Yosef will be considered the Bechor when it comes to the 12 tribes. Yosef earns firstborn status, and his two children, Menashe and Ephraim, are now part of the 12 tribes. So how does that work out? Because Yaakov had 12 children, and if Yosef has got two children and they are part of the 12 tribes, then it makes 13. Our rabbis tell us, and you can see it throughout the whole Torah, that sometimes whenever Menashe and Ephraim are part of the 12, then Levi is not part of the 12. And whenever Levi is part of the 12, then Yosef is considered as one tribe. Yaakov expresses his thankfulness that he has lived to again see Yosef and to see his grandchildren. And Yosef places Menashe and Ephraim, Yosef's two children, before Yaakov to gain a blessing. He was careful to put his eldest son Menashe by Yaakov's right hand and his younger son Ephraim by Yaakov's left hand. Yaakov reaches out his hands towards them and he purposely places his right hand on Ephraim's head and his left hand on Menashe's head. He crosses over, he blesses them that they should be shielded from evil and they should have abundant offspring. Yosef, seeing this, protests. Yaakov, he thought, couldn't see at the time and maybe he was making a mistake. So he said to Yaakov, "You should place your right hand on the oldest son, which is Menashe." Yaakov explained that he knows what he is doing. Both of Yosef's sons will be successful, but Ephraim will exceed his brother. In fact, explains Rashi, who comes from Ephraim? That's right, Yehoshua, the leader that brings Am Yisrael into the land of Israel after Moshe Rabbeinu passes away. Yaakov tells Yosef that he is about to die. However, he assures him that God will be with him and the family and bring them back to the land of Avraham and Yitzhak. After having spent time with Yosef, Yaakov gathers together all of his sons and he wants to reveal to them what the future is going to hold. Bikesh Yaakov. Yaakov wanted to reveal the Ketz, but suddenly the divine providence went away from him and he was prevented from revealing the future. Instead, he blesses his children. Our rabbis explain, Yaakov wanted to reveal the Ketz, and then he realized that there is no Kuf or Tzadi, the letters that spell Ketz, in the 12 tribes, and he was worried. And then they maybe that he couldn't reveal the Ketz because of the sin that the tribes maybe have caused. And the tribes answered, "Daddy, there's also no Chet or Tet. Chet and Tet represent the word Chet, meaning sin. Don't worry, Dad. It's not because of the sin. There must be an ulterior motive. There's something else God is preventing you. So instead, he blesses his children. And the verses of the blessings are not blessings in the traditional sense. Rather, Yaakov is revealing to his children the important aspects of the character and what path each should follow. He begins with the official firstborn, which is Reuben. Reuben was born first, and therefore he should have a leading role in the family. Even though Yosef's two children have now been elevated, Yosef was known as the Bechor in the aspect of the 12 tribes, but not necessarily in the aspect of the blessings. Reuben, being the first, is rebuked for messing around with his father's bed. Shimon and Levi are chastised for ganging up against Yosef and for destroying the city of Shechem. Yehuda is blessed that he will produce leaders, legislators, and kings. Priests will come from Levi, scholars will come from Yisachar, seafarers from Zevulun, school teachers from Shimon, soldiers from Gad, and judges from the tribe of Dan, olive growers from Asher. Naphtali is granted the swiftness of a deer, Benjamin the ferociousness of a wolf, and Joseph, Yosef, is blessed with beauty and fertility. It's interesting to note that Yaakov praises Yosef more than his other sons. Yosef overcame the hatred of others and the temptations of life to become a shepherd of the family, eventually fending for the entire family, including Yaakov, for the last 17 years of his life. Yaakov uses the phrase "stone of Israel," Evan Israel, to describe Yosef. The word Evan can be understood as two separate words, Av and Ben, father and son. As we know, Ele Toldot Yaakov Yosef, they had such an incredible connection between themselves, Yaakov and Yosef. And this also indicates the dual roles of Yosef. In one sense, he's the son of Yaakov. In the other sense, because of how he supported the family in Egypt, he fulfills the role of the father. Yaakov turns last to his younger son, Binyamin, and he describes him as a wolf. Binyamin counts among his descendants men and women who fought valiantly for the Jewish people. In fact, the first king of Israel, Shaul, came from Binyamin, as did our heroes in Purim, Esther and Mordechai. Mordechai is known as Mordechai Ish Yemini Binyamin. Binyamin means the right-handed son. Ish Yemini means a man from Yamin, a right-handed man. Yaakov finishes his blessings and is gathered amongst his people, passing away, surrounded by his entire family. Yosef falls on Yaakov and starts to weep. After the embalming period is completed, Yosef asks Paro for permission to bury his father in Canaan. Paro says it's much better for him to be buried here. He's given me a lot of bracha since he was around. He gave me a blessing, and now the river Nile rises to me. I want him buried over here. But Yosef disagrees, and Yosef tells him, listen, my father made me promise that I'm going to bury him in the land of Israel, in Hebron, in the Maarat HaMachpelah. And Paro says, well, promises can be nullified. We'll bring some elders and we'll nullify the promise. And Yosef says, well, if promises can be nullified, do you remember when you took me out of the pit, when you took me out of prison, you made me walk up 70 stairs. In the olden days, if you wanted to be part of the Egyptian royalty, you had to know the languages of the world. There are 70 languages of the world, and Paro was at the top of the throne of the 70 steps, and each time Yosef was challenged with a different word from a different language, and if he gained that word, if he knew, he would go up one step. The night before, Gavriel, the Malach, was sent to teach Yosef all the languages of the world, and he got to the 69th, and he was up there. The number 70 was the language of Hebrew, and Paro didn't know Hebrew, but Yosef did. And Paro said to Yosef, listen, I don't know Hebrew. I've got here. I don't know how he got there. But keep it between me and you. I want you to promise. And Yosef promised. So now Yosef says to Paro, I keep promises. Remember? And Paro gets the message. And Paro allows Yosef to go up with Yaakov and bury Yaakov in the Maarat HaMachpelah. And then to return to Mitzrayim. There was a massive accompaniment of Egypt, so much so they sent chariots and guards and a massive avelut was going on, that the people of the land of Israel were stunned, and they joined also together with the burial of Yaakov. Yaakov is buried in the Ma'arat HaMechpelah, and Yosef returns back to Egypt, fending for his brothers. But Yosef, until then, Yaakov would be sitting at the head of the table when they ate together, and Yosef now felt that if he's going to sit at the head of the table, the brothers might be jealous again and angry. So he decided that instead of inviting them, he's going to stop inviting them. The brothers took this as Yosef now hates us. Yosef is going to destroy us now that Yaakov is dead. And they still were worried that Yosef would kill them. They therefore planned to ask Bilhah to go and speak to Yosef and tell him that Yaakov commanded that upon his passing he should take care of the brothers. She went and told him, and of course Yosef was very upset in hearing them, and he said, "Don't worry, I will take care of them. I harbor no animosity. Hashem has brought us over here, and of course I will continue to take care of him." Yosef lives to the age of 110 years old. He passes away at the youngest age of all the brothers. And our rabbis say this was due to, number one, being the viceroy for so long, but at an early age, his haughtiness. A person that's haughty, unfortunately, separates himself from the community, and therefore, if the community is going to live longer, he also, by separating himself on his level at an earlier age, led him to pass away younger than everybody else. Before he dies, he tells his brother that Hashem will remember them and eventually bring them out. And he gives a secret code. Pado Yifteh, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem you with these words. Remember them. These words are passed down to Serach bat Asher, the daughter of Asher, and she recalls these words when Moshe eventually comes to redeem the people. They ask him, "What is the code?" And he mentions these words, and then they realize that he is the one that is going to be the redeemer of Am Yisrael from Egypt. Yosef is embalmed and buried in Egypt. He commands his brothers to take him up eventually with them when they come out of Egypt to the land of Israel.